This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, it's time for shovels. We started off with Ed. We can take yours at 410-583-1057. Ed, who gets your shovel?
A very nice woman I met the other day. What happens is I'm getting gas up at right here, Joplin Falls, early in the morning. And you know when somebody's just looking for attention and wants to be a pain in the ass? Well, there was that guy there. There's a guy... I'm getting my gas pump. I'm facing, looking at you like he's facing the other way at the next pump. He's in a green Beamer, top down. He looked like Notorious B.I.G.
Nice.
Trying with the hat and all. And like music is, it's like early in the, I think it was Sunday morning, blasting like where it's obnoxiously loud. And like, I'm like, whatever. I'm just pumping my gas. Lady pulls in behind me with a kid in a car and a minivan. Nice, you know, to Baltimore County mom. And she gets, and the music is obnoxious. I see her walk over to the car. I'm like, what is she doing? Why are you doing this? It's not in your backyard. Just let it go. You don't know what's going to happen. People like that are looking for confrontations usually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're just a woman from the burbs. So I see her walk over, and all of a sudden the music gets low. And then I hear him, give me your number. I need you. Give me your number, lady. I've never had a white woman. It's like.
That's what he says?
Yeah, I swear to you, this is all taking place.
Nice.
Like this, and I'm like, this is not really taking place, is it? I'm like, come on, man, not now. Then she walks over, she's smiling at me, I'm laughing. She goes, I asked him to lower the music. I said, I figured that. And then, of course, what happens? Music comes right back up, loud again. I'm like, and she goes, well, it didn't work.
Did like, she give him her number?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was going to have a happy ending.
But still being polite. She goes, I can't do that. I'll get in trouble. I'm married. But it was just, I'm watching this whole exchange. I'm like, yeah, like nothing good's coming to this, you know. When somebody's doing that, they're looking. They want to attract attention, obviously. So it's like,
so I told you about mine this weekend. I'll give mine to me because I'm definitely not giving it to my buddy's mom. I went to a celebration of life on Saturday. We were at OPI, the old Philadelphia Inn,
mm-hmm.
over there in Rosedale, like near White Marsh, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So we're at the celebration of life. They have food. People are sitting around. Everybody's chatting. Every once in a while, she would stand up and talk to everybody about what's going on and everything. She comes over to me and she goes, hey, need you to MC this event. I said, MC what? She said, the celebration of life. And I'm like, what do you want me to say? And she goes, no, you'll just do what you do. You do this all the time. And then immediately goes, hey, everyone. Jeremy Codd from 105.7 The Fan, our local celebrity friend, which makes me so uncomfortable. So effing uncomfortable when you do that. I mean, I'm the right guy to ask to do that because, like, I'm just going to make fun of myself and on spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really not a lot you can say. It's a celebration of life. People are telling some funny stories. Some are telling somebody a little bit more, sad and having emotion. And the one thing I was saying, my buddy Jared was booing me when she called me. my
name.
Oh,
my goodness. At a memorial service?
Yeah. Well, look, we're at a restaurant having fun.
It still is. Yeah.
But that's what my friends were doing. They were like, so he starts booing me. And I said, well, it's interesting that you spoke up. Because you can be the first one to speak. Everybody, welcome Jared to the stage. So Jared walks up and starts talking. And the hard thing that people don't realize when you don't speak a lot in front of groups,
yeah,
the opening and the closing.
Yes.
Like how to get out.
How to get out.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how to get off at that event either. So
I'm sure you did.
I tried. No, but like, so I get up there and Miss Sherry, who's the most wonderful, but like people don't understand, I was like the annoying neighbor kid, like boner on, was it boner or booger on Growing Pains? I think it was boner.
Either one sucks.
Yeah, but like I didn't knock. I just opened the door and walked in. It was like family when I was going to college for that short period of time. I'd sleep over there. I'd just walk in, you know, whatever. And so we were just like really close. But the funny thing about all of this and why I'm giving myself the shovel is because what I'm trying to, I don't want to say eliminate, but alleviate some of the stress is that Jared's sister came up to me and my mom was saying she was looking for someone to speak. And she said, just ask Jeremy. He's not going to say no to you. And what did I tell you? That's the thing that people say all the time now is like, if you can't do it, I'll just get Jeremy to do it. He always says yes.
Yes.
It's, and I'm appreciative of that fact that people say that, but I also don't like it because it's, hey, he'll do it anyway. We'll just get him to do it. Like,
give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
Exactly. Eat like that.
That was what it was.
But it was very awkward because I'm sitting there going, yeah, hey, it's a celebration of life. Who wants to talk? And then yeah, I said I was going to force people to get up and talk. But then you realize it's so uncomfortable. Some people have a huge fear of stage fright.
Like, see, that's one of people's number one fears in life, more than death for some people.
Yeah, like you wouldn't tell somebody, say, hey, we're going to do something. I need you to get up 100 feet on the top of this wall if they're afraid of heights. So, like, I can't make somebody speak in front of a group at a celebration.
Well, thankfully, I'm comfortable. I told you, I went to my my old boss passed away when I was in Florida for my surgery. And it was in Bradenton, so it's the next town, next city over from Sarasota. So I have to show up. And I do. He was really an Irish guy, came from the other side. Tough boss. And one of the guys I thought hated me because he gave me such a hard time. When I made sergeant, he called the precinct I went to and said, she'll get in a good man there. Yes. He had a heavy Irish brogue.
Oh, nice.
Heavy Irish brogue.
Thanks for that.
Yes. But anyway, I go and I don't know anybody because these are all his friends. A lot of them are from Ireland. A lot of people from Bradenton, Florida. I don't know a soul. And the wife comes up and says, and how do you know Jimmy? I was like, I said, no, he's my boss when I was a young police officer, like 22, 23 years old. She goes, oh, would you mind saying a few words? I'm like, sure. Okay.
Yes, I would mind. Yes, I would.
But I did.
You can't say it. You can't say I would. Like, oh, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Like, even when she didn't even give me the chance. She just stood up and said, hey,
that's
everyone.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
But I love her to death. So I'd have done, if she'd asked me to do it 10 times in a row, I'd have done it. So
just a great family.
But you know what's funny? Like, I'm thinking about that. I had the whole thing about introducing you as like a celebrity. Like, you were on TV or did so many different things. But like, I grew up white trash, and I'm still white trash. So it's like, it feels weird. There are more people that have my phone number. Like, you're more likely to ask me for my number, me just to give it out. Like, you have people say to you all the time, like, oh, I didn't want to come up and bother you. And it's like, you're almost appreciative of that they're respecting some boundaries there. But come up and bother me. Everybody does, so you might as well do it too. Anyway, let's grab a phone call here real quick. Antonio's in Rosedale. Had some fun this weekend with Antonio. What's up, bud?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Morning. Good.
It was great to see you guys this weekend.
Saturday and Sunday.
Now that the Orioles have lost 6 in a row, what is the next move? Have a wonderful day, guys.
I think the execution of the team, right, Ed?
thank you, John McKay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, again, when you fire somebody and you see you're at home, so your pitchers come out first, and they just bring out those gas, like the Kyle Gibson thing after the day after firing Brandon Hyde. You've got this great hitter situation with the wind blowing out and it's warm, it's humid, perfect hitting weather. And you're like, oh, I can't wait to see what the bats do. And then Gibson does not get a single MF-er out for what, the first 5 or 6 at bats? 3-2 count. Oh, there's a base hit. Oh, there's a double. There's a base hit. It's like, geez, what the hell is going on? Like, is it that bad? And then Sunday when you have Zach Eflin come out and you're like, okay, I want to give you a pass. You know what? You just got off to a bad start, guys. It's okay. Sunday, it's like, it's the same damn thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they do, but I do want to see what it's like in Milwaukee. I want to watch tonight because get the bats going early and see what happens. But am I expecting things to turn around? No, not at all. But this has been just dreadful to watch.
Yep. I don't know what to expect, but I do know that, you know, Milwaukee leads the league in stolen bases.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many they're going to steal against this staff?
Oh,
yeah. Adley can't throw anybody out.
They're
I mean, seriously, they're going to... They
have like six guys that can steal bases, and their catcher, he's not a stolen base threat, but he does...
They're taking the lead right now. Before the game, just to be prepared. Yeah. It's going to be, I'm telling you, they're going to steal like four bases tonight.
Well, we're going to get to some more phone callers. We're talking Orioles. So wait patiently. Up next, Mancilino takes over. Was that Raleigh Massimino, as Mike said, takes over? But is he just a placeholder?
Adley Rasmussen.
The next target for manager should be an older, more experienced guy. People bring up Bruce Bochy, Terry Francona. Give me your thoughts, 410-583-1057, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. It's Ed Norris and myself all week long. Rob Long's on vacation, although you will hear from him at 9:30 today. We'll get his take on what happened with Brandon Hyde. It's just kind of like, I hate saying a comedy of errors, but it's like what could go wrong went wrong. The offseason turns out it's not good. And I think there were a lot of people saying that they didn't like it. I didn't hate all the signings. I understood the Tyler O'Neill thing. But what do we say when they signed him? He's going to get hurt. And then he got hurt, and then he came back and got hurt again. So he did what his track record says he does.
He exceeded the promise. Stop it.
Yeah.
He exceeded expectations.
The Charlie Morton thing was a knee-jerk reaction and not getting... You wanted a vet in your lineup, and he was just trash, and now he's probably going to be back in the rotation again.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're paying him. I'd rather see Chase McDermott come up here and get his ass lit up every single game if that's what's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, you look at everything that's going on, and it's not fun. It's unexpected. No matter how many of you guys, like, I thought this team was going to be terrible. Stop it. You think they're going to be terrible every year? There's so many people in this area that are just negative about every damn thing.
Yeah, and then eventually you're right.
Yeah,
it's even a blind squirrel. It's true. I mean,
I called the demise of Tom Brady.
Right.
I called it. Yeah. Seven years in a row.
Yes. I've been calling for the demise of the Chiefs as they keep going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, they're done. This is it. They're done. Yeah, all right.
But that's what I mean about having these arguments is because, like, I can't sit here and argue about, it was stupid. It's stupid to trade Stowers and all these things that people are saying. Because right now when you look at it, yeah, it looks stupid.
Yeah.
But at the time, understanding why they did it and for what reason... Those guys were blocked. And if you're honestly looking at yourself talking about he was never going to play here. If you said they should have got more for him, okay, I'm listening to you. But when? That was the last trade they made, right? And it came down to the wire.
Yes.
So, it's a frustrating season. And this is a bitch because you just had two good seasons that ended horribly in the postseason. You're like, all right, this is the year, right? Nope. Can't have nice things. And so Brandon Hyde gets fired. We want to hear from you. Who do you think should be the next manager? What do you think about him being fired? Let's go out to...
I thought.
Yeah.
I mean it. I think he's bringing Freddy Gonzalez back. I mean, Freddy's my kind of manager. And when I got to actually interview him in person, it clicked. I just like this guy. And I'd like to play for him. I can see why the players like him because he don't take no crap, man.
You know what I like?
Mm-mm.
I like our guys. That's who I like. I don't think Buck's coming back.
Freddie was here, although I don't know if they're going to bring a guy back that was part of this. But he was part of the good team.
Yeah.
You know, so. Well, he was the bench coach, right? It was his last job
and
here.
Then Chirinos got it. And like when people talk about Cousins leaving, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Cousins and Hyde were roommates.
Cousins?
Yeah, cousins. They were related. Yeah. No, roommate. And I think when Hyde was leaving, he was going to leave. So it'd be interesting to see where Brandon Hyde ends up, if he's managing somewhere else or a bench coach, but I'm sure he'll be doing something in baseball. Let's go to Mike in Towson. You're in the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, morning, guys. I just had a couple quick things. I was wondering, has a GM ever resigned in the middle of a season, not because of health or anything like that? And my hope is that Elias is gone by Memorial Day. And the last quick thing is it like, can reporters not ask tough questions because they're hired by the Orioles? Is that why they
reporters
aren't allowed?
Aren't hired by the Orioles.
They're not hired by the Orioles. The ones that, I mean, you could sit here and say, because the Orioles own Masson, those guys.
I'd like to, I mean, why? I mean, you could say you want Elias out by Memorial Day, but why? Is he there?
Say again?
Yeah. What's your reasoning for wanting Elias out?
Charlie Morton is the biggest reason. You don't give a 42-year-old $14 or $15 million. I don't care how much of a veteran presence he is. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the fact that they gave him $15 million in 1 year, that's what makes you upset? Because they spent $70 million in the offseason. That's not a lot. I mean, it's more than they have.
He's 42 years old.
Oh, I think he sucks, but I'm just saying the money they gave him shouldn't matter. It should matter that he just sucked. I mean, if they gave him $500,000 and he pitched like this, I'd still be pissed. Because he's been bad. The fact that Elias signed him, and if you look at it, it was the last signing they made too. When we're sitting here talking about it, bringing in Morton, this rotation just wasn't it. Let's go to another phone caller here. Donnie's in Dundalk. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to say that Brandon Hyde's firing probably was the right thing to do because, again, you're having a losing season right now. You know, somebody's head has to roll, and you're not going to, you know, jettison some of these players here. I think it was good that they let Kyle Gibson go. I love Kyle Gibson for us. You know, a couple years ago, he ate up like 200 innings at like a sub-5 ERA. He just wasn't doing it this year. Charlie Morton, if you look at his stats, he's getting a little better over the last, few games. Like, he's been kind of trending in the right direction, so I guess there's hope there. What I'm really wondering is, like, these young kids who, are coming up, who are making their MLB debuts, Povich and McDermott, like, all these other guys who are trying to make their way into the rotation and kind of cement themselves there, their ERAs are 6, 7. I think Kramer's up at, like, 7.5. Like, this is not sustainable. And when you have guys like Mountcastle, who's not producing, you know, Adley's kind of in a rut, but like those guys can't carry the team either.
Yeah, and here's the other part of it too. Appreciate the phone call. The thing I would say is, we talked about Eflin. Eflin's deal is up after this year, where most people are like, hey, why don't you re-sign him? It'd be great. I mean, I like Eflin. I think he's a solid pitcher. I mean, I don't know that he's a number one. He's finished in the Cy Young race a couple times, so maybe you'd label him number two. He doesn't strike out a lot of guys, but he's very efficient. Mm-hmm. And but the sound of it is, what's he got? He's got four little girls, I think, or three.
He's got
a bunch of girls. And that they live in Florida. This is the other part of it, too, when you look
It's a Tampa Bay guy, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, the story is, whether it's true or not, I mean, money talks, and maybe if you talk to your family and you love it here, I don't know who would love this season, though, but he seems like a trade candidate to me. Like, you can get something for him at the trade deadline if he's not going to resign here. Cedric Mullins, Ryan Mountcastle, do any teams want those guys if they're hitting at that point in time? Because for the other guys, like people like, get rid of Adley. You're not trading Adley. You're not trading Gunner. Colton's going nowhere. Jackson's going nowhere. Kierstead, we'll have to see. But I want to see Kierstead out there full time if this team's going to suck.
Yeah.
Lefties, righties, who gives a rat's ass?
That's the other thing. You want to see, like, if the team's just going to play like this, then let's see what you got in the young guys and give them a chance. And you're talking about just letting it rip because you really got no pressure. We got no pressure now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's expecting anything.
Well, that was the thing we talked about with Stowers, where it was said that, Rob said it. Ryan Mountcastle had told him, like, when the team was bad, like, it was just so easy to go out there and let it rip. Like, just go hit the ball.
Yeah.
And you think of that presence of mind that there's no pressure on you because the team's not expected to be good. Now the team's expected to be good and you don't start hitting. You got all these young guys that have pressure. They need to find a vet bat somewhere and get them in this lineup. You have so much young talent. They do have to move some pieces to add some veteran leadership.
They're a right-handed bat.
But this is the wrong year right now to do it. So, take that for what it's worth. Let's grab another caller here. Rich is in Key West. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks for taking my call. And Ed, welcome back.
Thank you, man.
I heard Ed on the previous caller asked, why would you want to see Elias go? Arguably, he's had probably the worst calendar year as a general manager of any general manager in baseball. The Orioles' payroll in 22 was $62 million. It's $174 million today. If I'm the owner, I'm scratching my head going, where's all my money going? And I also think it's an indictment when the owner, as I understand it, basically directs the general manager to fire the manager. So my question is, how much confidence are you going to have in Elias to move on to the trade deadline? Because I firmly believe they're going to be big-time sellers. Whether or not they can use that to turn everything around, I don't know. But Elias is not the guy I would want pulling the trigger.
I appreciate it. But even in saying big-time sellers, like, how many different things do they have to sell off? They're not trading any of these young players that they have under contract. It's expiring contracts. They have a handful of vets. There could be some bullpen pieces. Hell, they could trade Kittredge if he starts pitching well. That's what I fully expect. You're going to trade a couple bullpen arms. You're going to trade a couple of, you know, position players, but it's not going to be any of the young studs that you have because that's who you're building around.
Yeah.
All right, we got to step out. We'll take some more phone calls. Wait patiently. We're stepping out. 410-583-1057. Do the Orioles need a veteran manager to take over? What do you want to see happen? We'll take your phone calls on Elias, Hyde, and everything else right here on The Fan. Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris all week long. Rob is off, but we will hear from him at 9:30. Got the Daily Line coming up next hour. Had a nice weekend. With some of the picks. We'll talk about that. Mike Bordick coming up in the next segment. But we're taking your phone calls, 410-583-1057, talking about everything Orioles related right now with Brandon Hyde. Is Elias the next to go? Do you want to see him gone? What would you like to see the Orioles do the rest of the way? Is this a lame duck team? Are there pieces they can trade? I don't think there's much chance of them being buyers. It is odd when you see teams. There are some teams that will make a trade that benefits them in the future. You know what I mean? Like, the types of trades that happen where, I guess you could have said the Orioles did certain things like that in years past, where you would grab a guy with a few years left on his deal. So it's not necessarily about this year. It's about next year. I don't know what they do.
I don't know if that's is that the case? Like,
what it would have to be, what are you trading for? Because we thought we'd be trading prospects to add and make this team better. And I don't know how you make the team better right now. So.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's just, everything's ugly. It's like my middle school years. Everything was ugly. Fabrizio in Baltimore. What's up, man? You're on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm sure this is annoying for you guys, but I was just curious to think what you guys thought about, like, this theory that I had, that I think there's something deeper going on between, like, Elias and the owner. Because in the beginning of the season, the owner comes out and says, you know, I'll spend whatever I need to spend to make this a winning team. And pitching was the obvious thing that we needed. And to get the roster that we did, do you think the owner was like, hey, Elias, I want a new Jumbotron. Don't spend too much money. Or, you know,
no.
I'm just curious, to, you know, what's going on here.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, appreciate the phone call. I don't think there's anything going on like that. Like, oh, no, we want to do all these improvements. Like, you're talking about a billionaire. And not all billionaires are created equal. Like, we've said this before, when you look at certain teams, all the money, if you sign a guy to a $900 million deal,
mm-hmm.
that money has to be put in escrow.
Yes.
It has to be there so the guy can get paid, no matter how bad of a businessman you could end up being. So that's
unless
why
when he's a police commissioner, they say that money doesn't exist, but you deserve it, and you give it back to the city. And then you find the judges yeah. appointed by O'Malley. But when, I'm sorry.
But when's that ever going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, and then the other part of this is, like, as you're looking at this team and the way things were assembled, they did spend more money this year. My theory, and I know people aren't going to agree with me, I think Mike Elias wanted to run this team like the Rays. And then he had a chance to spend more money.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, I felt like this team has always had the dented can theory, if you ever watched Big Daddy. You drop the can on the ground, it's got a dent in it, and it's got, like, you know, what do you get, 50 cents off or whatever, you save some money on it. That they would grab some of the damaged pieces, like, oh, we can turn this around. This will be good to fill the void. Like the Tyler O'Neill signing, getting him mm-hmm. at whatever it was, $40 million that you paid for him instead of giving $100-some million to Anthony Santander. I know that's not what people want to hear, but he can spend money now. And you heard the last caller. They spent money. They just spent some bad money in the offseason. And again, the guys, the weird thing is that I didn't hear anybody screaming about grabbing a vet bat. Grab a bat to put in the lineup. We talked about, like, I thought they might make a run at Alex Bregman, but and maybe Westberg goes back to second. There was talks of Jackson Holliday moving to the outfield. Like, there were certain things that kind of made sense if they were going to go that route. And before you go, Jackson Holliday outfield, don't think it's weird. I mean, O'Neill Cruz was a shortstop. He's playing center field. Fernando Tatis Jr. was a shortstop. He moved because of defensive purposes.
Yeah.
They had a very good defense on the infield, and he could become an outfielder. So, you see it happen in baseball more than other sports, of guys changing positions, but I don't know, man.
Michael Givens was a shortstop. Give him a pitcher.
Yeah. Right? I mean, Mark Kakis was a pitcher and an outfielder. Yeah. Adam Jones was a shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go back and look at it, and it's you can see why these things happen. But going back to that, I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. That's your vet bat that you could get. I didn't hear anybody beating the drum for any bats in the offseason. Like, they have to get that
me
guy.
Me either. Everyone bitched about the pitching. Pitching. Wait a minute. How many pitching? Okay.
You guys were right. The pitching sucked. It's just the hitting took a crap at the same time.
Yes. The hitting is terrible. Terrible. And I don't know how bad the pitching would be if you didn't have, you know, Eflin, Bradish, and Rodriguez hurt. Like, I don't know.
I got news for you. You had a good bullpen until the starting pitchers go 2 and 3 innings every damn day, and then they got to go out there and pitch.
Well, think about it. Say you had Eflin, right? He's here. Bradish is here. Grayson's here. Now you have Sagano, who's pitching really well. Although his last outing wasn't great, but he's pitching well this year. Kept them in games more than anybody.
Complain about that.
Cannot complain about it. So. But I'm like, you'd have a real pitching staff. Like, that's so, I mean, it's not the pitching.
It's just, it's really frustrating, man. And again, the problem is that people want, if you want to call it a scapegoat, a reason, an excuse, you give them a reason, they call that an excuse until you tell them what they want to hear. You were right. Yep. As I said to you this morning, I'm just going to do the Keanu Reeves thing. You tell me 2 + 2 = 7. I was like, go ahead, bad boy. You got the math down. You got it right. Look at you. 7. 2 + 2. Just not going to, why argue with people about this stuff? At the same extent, too, like, we going to deal with this the rest of the year? Are they going to be any better? Are they going to be one of the worst teams in baseball all year long? Does the hitting start to click at some point, or is it just going to be bad? And I, for a lot of people, I think they just think it's going to be bad moving forward. All right, we've got 410-583-1057 if you want to get in. Daily Line coming up 9 o'clock. I'll give you the best plays today. Tell you, it's kind of a light day. No NBA, no NHL. We haven't even talked about any of that stuff except briefly in the first segment.
There's a lot to talk about. A
bunch of Game 7s yesterday, one of which that – well, I mean, neither one of them
I
are
think,
fun.
I feel like I'm being intentionally – this is major snubbage.
Yeah.
Major snubbage.
Well, your manager got fired and the team sucks, so we got to talk about it.
My over. Knicks –
No, nope, you don't get to
beat the pants off the Celtics.
No, we don't even get to talk
I
about
predicted
it.
The Stars would beat the best team in hockey this year. They did. They're advancing.
Didn't happen.
All these things happened.
Nope. All right, Mike Bordick joins us next. Yeah, there's so many good things to talk about in sports. It was a busy weekend. I haven't even said the word Preakness yet.
I bet you Bordick wants to talk hockey.
All right, we can ask him. Mike Bordick joins us next right here on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Final segment of the third hour. Let's grab Mike Bordick, who's joining us. Bordy?
Ask him if he wants to talk hockey.
Bordy, do you want to talk hockey?
Jeremy. Well, it isn't a lot of fun talking baseball right now, especially about the Orioles. But yeah. I'll talk whatever you guys want to talk about.
Okay, because I want to talk about the event on Saturday night that you showed up to on Sunday. Let me say this. Mike Bordick is such a stand-up guy. We had that event on Saturday. I sent the link, and there was some confusion over Saturdays and Sundays because we had the one event on Sunday and the other one Saturday. Mike sends me a text. I'm out in Bel Air at the Bonefish at my niece's 21st birthday, and he's like, "Where are you guys at?" Yesterday at 6 o'clock, and I went, "Oh, no." But, Mike, we'll definitely – because we asked him, like, last minute, and he was all on it. Yeah, I'll do it, which a lot of people don't do. So I do appreciate that.
I'm really
that.
Sorry about that. I wrote it in my calendar because I'm a calendar guy. You know, I don't use my phone for that kind of stuff. So I hard copy it. I write it down, and I've got it. I'm looking at it right now, and I just wrote it on the wrong day. I wrote at Benny's, Jeremy Kahn, 6 o'clock.
You may not have wrote it the wrong – well, like, it was the wrong day, but we kept talking about Sunday over and over again. So I may have said Sunday. So anyway, but go ahead. Ask him about hockey or whatever you want to.
All right. I mean, obviously, the big story of the weekend, Brandon Hyde, he gets fired. I knew somebody had, because I asked Elias directly last week. I said, "Is his job?" I said, "You can't fire the players. Is Hyde's job in danger?" He's like, "No, it's, you know, I mean, whatever." How much responsibility does Hyde have for what's going on here?
Well, I think everybody kind of plays a role in this, that's for sure, because they're all part of the culture. But I don't think he's the one that should have been used as a scapegoat. I think if they were going to do a managerial change, I would think they'd wait for the off season and maybe make a couple coaching moves. But and that the only reason change I'd make, just to send a little message, maybe get rid of one or two of the hitting coaches and say, come on now, we got to shake it up a little bit. But let Brandon do his thing. I mean, he's been there for, 7 years, and he's gone through, hell with these guys.
Yeah.
So I think they have a great relationship with him. So I think that caught me a little off guard. And the bottom line is, Mike Elias has said, it starts with me. So he's the one that created this all. I don't know that firing Brandon Hyde is really going to make any difference at all. They just need their players to play better. And ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. I mean, look, it's like all these things going wrong at the same time. As we said, 2 years ago, manager of the year, last year, runner up. He didn't forget how to manage this year. I do think there's a lot of things that went wrong at the same time, but there's also, that's a bad signing. This was a bad trade. This player got hurt. That player got hurt. There were so many things that went on all at once. But the thing that really stood out to me is you fire your manager, which is supposed to be the wake-up call. And again, people say momentum is next day's starting pitcher. Starting pitcher comes out, doesn't retire anybody for the first five batters. You give up all those runs. And you're like, all right, well, we suck today. We'll wait till tomorrow. And then the same damn thing happened. So
yeah.
Very frustrating. Did you take anything away from this weekend that they got their asses handed to them? Now they've lost six straight even after firing the manager?
Yeah, I took a little bit away. I almost sent a post out Saturday thinking that, okay, they fired the manager. Tim Cousins, who's a great field coordinator, used to structure all spring trainings. I said, okay, those two guys are fired. And I thought at the end of Saturday's game that there were going to be two veteran pitchers that were going to retire, Morton and Gibson. And they ended up DFAing Gibson, and Morton pitched the game of his life for the Orioles.
Of course
he
did.
Gave up one run in three innings. So, a lot went on this weekend, and I think, right now the clubhouse is kind of just in disarray. Nobody knows what direction to go. O'Neill goes on the IL again. Everybody's kind of wondering what direction do we go in now. Manzolino's going to try to, rally the troops. I think they all kind of respect him and the energy he brings to the field, but it always comes down to the players and what they're able to do on the field. Now, that said, it coming down to the players, I also have to give my little dig. And I know, Jeremy, you love the analytics, but I just feel like you can become over-reliant on things. And I know as a player that one of the biggest fears is complacency for a player. What feeling like, okay, I've arrived. Now, you can settle down a little bit. And there are a lot of players that come to mind that just don't last. They burn out. They think they've got it figured out. And next thing you know, the game takes them over and they disappear. And like Chris Davis thought he had it figured out. And the game just beat him down for like 4 years and made him the worst player in the game. Sometimes that can happen with players. So players always have to check themselves and reset to try to go back to that kid with all the hunger and that eye of the tiger and that, ferocious competitiveness. You've got to remind yourself that that's really who you are as an athlete. And it's hard to hold that at a high level over and over again. And I'm not saying the players got complacent.
Yeah.
Jeremy, my question is to you, can analytics get complacent?
So
can they be happy with the numbers they see and not understand everything else that goes into things like mental toughness, leadership, injury history, mechanical, things like that drive baseball guys? So that's what baseball is about.
There's two different things. I think you said it right. Like, they've become too analytical. Because what I said earlier is, like, when people come up and say, I hate analytics, it's ruined the game, I understand what people are getting at. If you wanted to tell me, why are we focused on exit velocity? Is that really the end-all, be-all? Just because you hit the ball hard, does that mean it's going somewhere you want it to? Or anything else? Like, there is a such thing as being too analytical and just going by the book, because you need a nice mixture of somebody that has a feel for the game. Like, analytics don't believe in hot and cold hitters. You are what you are. The average of what you are, that's who you are. There's no such thing as hot streaks in analytics. There are things, analytics don't believe in lefty mashers. There's no such thing as that. because there's not enough data to really prove that that's something that's happening. So there are things I disagree with on when it comes to analytics. The only thing I've said is, like, when people say I hate analytics, all it is information. You use it how you want. So the words you used become too analytical. I think that's absolutely accurate.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think what's hard too is to kind of foresee the future, especially with young players, because you just said it. There just isn't enough data. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do in a couple of years? With the, you know,
and it's their whole team. I mean, you've got, what do you got, six young players, guys that are still early on in their contracts on this team on an everyday basis almost?
No, absolutely. And that kind of leads me to the point where, okay, I don't know. I look back and I say, well, this team, it's going to be hard for them to overcome all of this adversity. So instead of getting rid of guys, let's start. I mean, you're going to have to get rid of somebody, but why can't we look at the young players? Why can't we give Kobe Mayo an extended look? So we see, so we're all not scratching our head. Why can't this kid be here? And use the offseason then to make better judgments and determinations of really what does this team need? Because I love the young guys, but my gosh, you can't win with young guys. You just can't. I mean, especially on an infield, you need veteran dudes, you need veteran hitters. So there's got to be a nice combination. That is truly the key. And kind of figuring out what you need, who you can move. It kind of a reset. I'm not saying this is a rebuild at all, but you got to see what you have for young players so you can just make better decisions.
One of the, besides Jackson Holliday, who's actually one of the bright spots this year, obviously, what has happened to O'Hearn? He's batting 301 last I looked. He's hit with power. He's been clutch. He's a tough guy. I think he's good for the team. Like, how do you make such a turnaround since, you know, he came from his former team?
Well, I think just his experience, man. You keep getting at bats in the big leagues and you learn so much more. And that's why, listen, like I said, I love young players. They have such incredible athletic ability and talent. But the adjustments you have to make to be a professional hitter consistently year in and year out just takes hours and hours of at-bats and work and focus and adjustments. And I just think O'Hearn's he's developed into a professional hitter. He takes good at-bats. He knows how to hit the ball. He's got good power. He can get the barrel on the ball pretty good. He understands the scoreboard, it seems. So, yeah, I love him in the lineup. And I think, you know, he's just a perfect example of a guy that's a little bit older, experienced, gone through the adversities in the game, and now has come out with, you know, some consistent at-bats.
Hey, well, go ahead. What do you have? Hey.
Well, I just want to mention something that was interesting. When Al Bunbury said it took him 6 years to hit a curveball in the majors.
Yeah.
He said it was a great first pitch, first fastball. Curveball took him 6 years.
Yep. Hey, Bordy, we got to step out because we're up against it, but somebody did throw your hat in the ring for a manager, so hopefully you're ready for that.
I am ready, right. And let's go. Keep promoting that. I put my hat in when Buck left, and they ended up firing me the next year, so they don't like it.
Bordy, thanks so much for being you. Appreciate the time as always, man.
You got it, guys. Don't forget to check out the Be More Baseball Podcast.
My apology. Be More Baseball Podcast with Jerry Coleman and Bordy. Check it out. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you. We'll have to get some more plugs in for him, but we are up against it. Daily Lines coming up next. We'll do that right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.